Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important decision-making topics in the whole specification, business location. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up again and again, and today I'm going to make sure you absolutely nail it. So grab your pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, Introduction. Why does location matter? Let's start with the big question. Why does it matter where a business sets up? Think about it this way. Imagine you open a fish and chip shop in the middle of an industrial estate with no houses nearby. You might make the best chips in the country, but if no one can find you or no one lives nearby, you're going to struggle. Location is one of the most critical decisions a business owner makes, and once you've signed a lease or bought a building, it's very hard to change. Getting it wrong can cost a business thousands, or even cause it to fail entirely. Examiners love this topic because it tests whether you can think like a real business owner. They want to see that you understand the trade-offs involved, that every location decision involves giving something up to gain something else. That's the key concept running through everything we'll cover today. By the end of this podcast, you'll be able to explain the 5 key factors that influence location decisions, apply those factors to different types of businesses, evaluate which factor is most important for a given business, and avoid the most common mistakes candidates make in the exam. Let's go. Section 2, Core Concepts, the 5 key factors. I want you to remember these 5 factors. I'll give you a memory hook at the end, but for now, let's go through each one in detail. Factor 1, proximity to the market. This means, how close is the business to its customers? For a retail business, think a supermarket, a coffee shop, a clothing store. Being close to customers is absolutely essential. Customers won't travel far for everyday purchases. High footfall, that's the number of people passing by, is critical. This is why you see Greg's, Costa, and Boots all clustered together in town centers. They need to be where the people are. Now, for a manufacturer or a factory, proximity to market is still important, but in a different way. If you're making furniture and shipping it across the country, you want to be near major motorways or distribution networks, so you can get your products to customers quickly and cheaply. Delivery costs go up the further you are from your customers, and that eats into your profit. Examiners award marks when candidates explain the link between proximity to market and business performance. Don't just say it's important to be near customers, say why. Being close to the market reduces transport costs, which lowers the cost of sales and increases profit margins. Factor 2, availability of raw materials. Some businesses are tied to specific locations because of where their raw materials are found. Think about a steel manufacturer. Historically, steel works were built near coal mines and iron ore deposits in places like Sheffield and South Wales. Moving raw materials is expensive and heavy, so it made sense to build the factory right where the materials were. Today, this factor is still hugely relevant for industries like food processing, a fish processing plant near the coast, a dairy factory near farms in rural areas, a timber yard near forests. If your raw materials are bulky, heavy, or perishable, you must locate near them or your costs will spiral. For service businesses, like a hairdresser or an accountant, raw materials aren't really a factor. This is something examiners like to test. Can you identify which factors are relevant for a specific type of business? Factor 3, availability of labor. A business needs workers, but not just any workers. It needs the right workers with the right skills at the right cost. There are 2 dimensions here. First, quantity. Is there enough of a workforce in the area? Cities and large towns generally have larger labor pools than rural areas. Second, quality and skills. Does the local workforce have the skills the business needs? For example, a technology company like a software firm might choose to locate near a university city, places like Cambridge, Manchester, or Edinburgh, because there's a steady supply of graduates with the right technical skills. This is called a skilled labor cluster. On the other hand, a call center or a warehouse might prioritize areas where wages are lower and there's a large pool of available workers, even if those workers don't need specialist qualifications. Labor costs vary enormously by location. Wages in London are significantly higher than in, say, the northeast of England. A business that employs hundreds of people will save a substantial amount in wage costs by locating in a lower wage area, and that saving goes straight to the bottom line. Factor 4, proximity to competition. This one surprises students because they assume businesses always want to avoid competitors, But it's actually more complex than that. Sometimes, businesses want to be near competitors. Think about car dealerships. Have you ever noticed how they all cluster together on the same road? Or estate agents all on the same high street? This is called agglomeration. Customers come to that area specifically because they know they can compare options. The cluster attracts more customers than any single business would on its own. The same logic applies to restaurants in a food quarter or jewelry shops in a specialist district. However, for some businesses, especially those selling everyday goods or services where customers won't travel far, being away from competitors is an advantage. If you're the only convenience store in a residential area, you have a captive market. Customers will come to you because there's no alternative nearby. So the key is, what type of business is it? And what do customers value? If they value comparison and choice, cluster near competitors. If they value convenience, locate away from them. Factor 5, cost of location. This is the big one that ties everything together. Every location decision ultimately comes down to costs, and there are several types to consider. Rent or land costs. Prime locations, city centers, shopping centers, high streets, command very high rents. A unit on Oxford Street in London can cost hundreds of thousands of pounds per year. An out-of-town industrial estate might cost a fraction of that. The question is, does the higher footfall in the expensive location generate enough extra revenue to justify the extra cost? Transport costs. How much will it cost to get goods in and out? A business near a motorway junction, a port, or a rail freight terminal will have lower distribution costs than one in a remote location. Government incentives. In some areas, particularly areas of high unemployment or economic deprivation, the government offers grants, reduced business rates, or tax incentives to attract businesses. Enterprise zones are designated areas where businesses can benefit from reduced taxes and simplified planning regulations. A business that qualifies for these incentives can dramatically reduce its costs. Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, now let's talk about how to turn this knowledge into marks. Tip 1, always apply to the specific business in the question. The most common mistake I see is candidates writing a general essay about location factors without linking it to the specific business in the question. If the question says a bakery is deciding where to locate, your answer should be about a bakery. Its need for fresh ingredients nearby, its need for passing trade, its relatively low need for specialist labor. Generic answers get level 1 marks. Applied answers get level 3 marks. Tip 2, know your command words. Give one reason, one factor, one sentence, one mark. Don't write a paragraph. Explain why you need a factor, a development, and a link to business performance. Use connective phrases like this means that, as a result, this leads to evaluate or justify. You need to weigh up options, consider more than one factor, and reach a judgment. The judgment must be supported by reasoning, not just stated. Tip 3, use real-world examples. Examiners credit candidates who use named real-world examples. Don't just say a retailer, say a supermarket like Tesco or a fast food chain like McDonald's. This shows you understand how business concepts work in the real world, and it makes your answer more convincing. Tip 4, remember the trade-off principle? Every location decision involves a trade-off. A city center location has high footfall, but high rent. A rural location has low costs, but fewer customers. Examiners want to see you acknowledge this tension, especially in evaluation questions. Common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Saying a factor is important without explaining why it leads to better business performance. Always complete the chain of reasoning. Mistake 2. Listing factors without developing any of them. One well-developed point earns more marks than 5 undeveloped ones. Mistake 3. Ignoring the type of business. A manufacturer and a retailer have very different location priorities. Always read the question carefully. Section 4. Quick fire recall quiz. Okay, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the correct response. Question 1. Name 3 factors that influence business location decisions. Pause now. Answer. Any 3 from proximity to market, availability of raw materials, availability of labor, proximity to competition, cost of location, transport links, government incentives. Question 2. Why might a business want to locate near its competitors? Pause now. Answer. Because clustering with competitors, known as agglomeration, can attract more customers to the area as customers come specifically to compare options. This benefits all businesses in the cluster. Question 3. What is an enterprise zone? Pause now. Answer. A designated area, often in a region of high unemployment where the government offers incentives such as reduced business rates, tax breaks, and simplified planning regulations to attract businesses. Question 4. A clothing manufacturer is deciding between a city center shop and an out-of-town factory unit. Give one advantage of each location. Pause now. Answer. City center advantage, high footfall, close to customers, good transport links for shoppers. Out-of-town advantage, lower rent and land costs, more space, easier access for delivery lorries. Section 5 summary, and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Business location is a strategic decision that affects a business's costs, revenue, and long-term success. The 5 key factors are proximity to market, availability of raw materials, availability of labor, proximity to competition, and costs of location. Remember, the most important factor depends on the type of business. A retailer prioritizes proximity to market and footfall. A manufacturer prioritizes raw materials, transport links, and labor costs. A tech company prioritizes skilled labor. An online business prioritizes distribution infrastructure. In the exam, always apply your answer to the specific business in the question. Develop each point with a clear chain of reasoning. Use real-world examples where possible. And in evaluation questions, reach a clear, justified judgment. My memory hook for you. Think of the acronym MRLCC. Market, raw materials, labor, competition, costs. Or if you prefer a sentence, my really lovely cat climbs, market, raw materials, labor, competition, costs. That's it for today's episode. You've covered all 5 location factors in depth. You know the exam technique, and you've tested yourself with the quiz. Now go and practice applying these concepts to different business scenarios. That's the best way to lock it all in. Good luck in your exams. You've got this.